And as I have been saying several times over these past few weeks, I am not Casey Miller. I am Claire Hall, guest hosting on County Connection. However, I can say with pleasure that my guest in the studio is Casey Miller, County Commissioner-elect Casey Miller. Congratulations and welcome.
Wow. Thank you, Claire. It's good to be back in the studio. I don't know if we've ever explained to people that, you know, due to equal time during campaigning, that's why I haven't been doing the show, mm-hmm. but you stepped up to do this, and I appreciate that so much. And I think you've been enjoying it, haven't you?
I have. You know, it's kind of like, I guess, riding a bike. I did radio for so many years. You know, you never really forget how to do it. When you climb back on for the first time in a while, maybe you're a little wobbly at first, but,
yeah,
you know. Communication is what I'm all about, whether I'm writing for a newspaper, broadcasting on radio, or serving as a county commissioner.
Mm.
So, again, congratulations in your victory on Tuesday, and a pretty solid one. You have been elected to replace Doug Hunt, who is retiring at the end of the year, chose not to run for re-election, and come January, you will be sworn in as the newest member of the Board of Commissioners, joining me and Katie Jacobson. Now, Casey, I know a big part of campaigning is letting the people get to know you, but there's probably someone out there who really hasn't heard your story. So let's start off. Who is Casey Miller?
Well, you know, I appreciate you asking that because due to, you know, many different things. There were lots of creative products that I wasn't able to get to that I wanted to share with the community more about who Casey Miller is. And the story goes, my mom and many generations back lived out on the Bay Road, and my dad was so she was a Toledo high schooler. My dad was from Newport. His parents ran a business, a restaurant called the Rich Maid Ice Cream. And apparently they met when she was a server at that restaurant. And in 1970, they had me together. So my history goes back pretty deep into Lincoln County. And in fact, some of the stories I'm really fond of is my grandma telling me how they would ride the tide into Toledo in a boat and then ride that tide back to get back to the farm. So, you know, it's really special to me to be able to represent our community now, knowing that this has been, you know, so much of my history. Now, I will say, I often say I'm born but not raised, in the sense that I did spend many years in California with my mom. Permanently moved back in 97, but literally every year of my life was spent here with my grandparents. So that's a little bit of my family mm-hmm. history in terms of who is Casey Miller. Any other directions you want me to take it?
Well, how about professional history? Mm.
Well, there was a time when I was a freelance media person. And I would say I was running a small advertising agency. And, you know, at the time, one of the innovations you and your cohorts created was the ability to film commissioner meetings and broadcast them on local cable. And you chose me as the person to film those meetings. The public information officer position was recently created. Do you think it was maybe about a year before that PIO moved?
Yeah, maybe a year or two. But
fairly new.
The initial incumbent, she moved on to greener or other pastures.
Yeah.
And we opened it up and we ended up hiring you.
Yeah. It was, you know, at the time, it was an opportunity for me to take the skills I already enjoy, which is being a communicator as well, like you, and bring that skill into the county as opposed to local area businesses. And that started my journey. I think that was 2008.
Yeah, 14 years ago. The years do fly.
Oh,
so Why don't we get ready and take our first break?
Okay.
When we come back, let's get into where the idea and where the passion came from to that motivated you to step up and want to actually be a county commissioner.
Awesome. So, sounds good.
More of County Connection right after this. And we're back with more of County Connection on KNPT. KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH, the stations of Yaquina Bay Communications, reaching you up and down the dial, up and down Highway 101 in Lincoln County. Wherever you're listening, thanks for being with us today, and thanks to our guest today, Casey Miller, County Commissioner-elect. And Casey, before the break, I was saying, let's find out... you know, what inspired you to, you know, embark on this journey, the campaign trail, which has now led to you becoming a county commissioner-elect?
You know, I had 10-plus years serving our community as an advertising person, meaning I would go to businesses, sell advertising on behalf of local radio. Eventually, I ran a small business, and I would provide video, audio, newspaper ads, you know, you name it. So taking that skill set into the county, one of the things I really enjoyed was communicating our diverse service profile as a government, and that felt good to me. It was a different type of service overall to communicate to folks, you know. Many years of telling people about Factory Mattress Outlet, for example, or Ocean Tire, which are important businesses. Factory Mattress no longer here, but I liked the idea of selling, if you will, our services. And I just enjoyed it so much, and over time became so passionate about the good work county government provides the community. To me, it was a logical progression in professional development to become a commissioner and really take that communications ability that I have and begin to mix it with the policy I've been observing you create all these years and do it right, do it well.
County Commissioner-elect taking office in January as Doug Hunt steps down after more than 10 years of service as a commissioner. And Casey, you know, you've worked with me a long time. You've worked with Commissioner Katie Jacobson a long time. What, you know, how do you see us? What's your vision of us working together as a team? And what do you think in terms of experience, priorities, focus? What do you see yourself? What do you hope to bring to the new team?
I'd like to focus on our internal quality management processes, build our team, bolster our team, explore that. But really, I've got a lot of learning to do because that has been a process that I haven't really engaged in much. So I've got a lot to learn. I anticipate spending, you know, my first months really getting to know our team and understanding what's working for them, what would help them be more effective. So that is definitely one of the things I'm excited to do. Another thing is, and you've mentioned this before, is working on a countywide plan. I have said we have a beautiful mission statement. You know, we provide essential public services legally required, locally desired, in an efficient, effective, and respectful manner, but then building out those definitions across our departments so we can all move in unison and have a better understanding of what our priorities are across our organization is something I want to explore as well.
Excellent. All kinds of issues on the agenda. You're stepping in at a time when there's really no pause. Certainly, one item that's in the forefront of many, many minds, and I believe polls said it was the number one issue for Oregon voters in this past election, and that is homelessness. And the county did secure a grant from the state of Oregon, one of eight regions or eight counties. I think one of them is actually a multi-county region, but to develop a five-year strategic plan to address homelessness in a coordinated way. And I know this has been an issue of interest to you and just
Absolutely.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to peeling back the onion, so to speak. I think one of the challenges in my observation for you, for Katie, for Doug, and even for the many people that work for Lincoln County is we do so much. It's hard to really have a pulse on everything. I mean, I think that's why the team is important, because no one person can completely understand everything perfectly. So, and you know, in regard to homelessness, I've got a lot of deep work to do, I would say. I want to analyze it. I want to think about it. What might be working? Because, you know, I look back when you had your 10-year plan, and, you know, what evolved out of that? What's gotten more difficult? And maybe there are some things, many things perhaps, that we just can't solve alone. You know, a county can't solve this problem alone. A city can't solve this problem alone. I sense it's going to take a multi-jurisdictional effort. I also sense that it's going to take a community effort to really decide what it is we want and how we're going to get there. And I think it's going to be hard, frankly, because it's a complex issue, but I think we can do it. I think we can do it.
Yeah, I'll get on my soapbox for a minute and say there's no single solution. There's no single cause of this. It's an incredibly complicated problem. And here, you know, this is where I have frustration, certainly with government, but this it isn't exclusive with government. I call this an overnight crisis, 40 years in the making.
Yeah.
All kinds of policy choices, not adequately funding affordable housing, not adequately funding our mental health and addictions problem.
Yeah.
Not adequately funding re-entry services for people exiting jails or prisons. And so all of a sudden it erupts to the point where whether you're in Portland or Newport, you're confronted by the sight of people sleeping in tents. And, you know, it's just not right. But I think, and we'll never completely solve or end it, but I think with intelligent policy choices, we can make a difference, and we will.
Yeah, well, and I think you really point out something interesting, right? It's getting worse. It appears to be getting worse. So there's something we're not doing right. What was it Einstein who said, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, right? That definition of insanity or something of that nature. So I think we do need to see where and why we aren't getting where we want to be, and having maybe some hard conversations around that. Do we really, really desire to do what is necessary? But I also think it's very systemic. It's very multifactorial. You know, the best we can do is approach it over and over again with renewed enthusiasm and then honesty with each other, that what are we willing to contribute, really, as individuals and as institutions? How might we behave differently to get to a new place, you know?
Very good. Casey Miller is my guest. I'm Claire Hall, the guest host, and this is Lincoln County Connections. Another break, and we'll be back soon. Claire Hall and Casey Miller, back with about four or five more minutes left of County Connection. And Casey, we've done some kind of high-level values and aspirational discussion. What if we just go hopscotching around some of the, I guess what you would call hot button or more visible issues that the county has wrestled with and is continuing to wrestle with, and certainly one that you'll be dealing with right from the start, and that's vacation rentals.
Yes.
Short-term rentals.
Well, I've been on the journey with you since 2016. when we initiated the first licensing program. So from an historical perspective, I've seen the moves we've made over time. Mm-hmm. And seeing things that I think we did well. Maybe there are some areas too where we weren't, you know, hearing the pain points. So we just got to keep working at it. And I also think that it's sort of escalated. The housing issue is continuing to be, you know, a problem mm-hmm. for us. And so I think we can take some of the good work we've done, but we're definitely going to have to revise some of our approaches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll get there.
Yeah, and
we'll
I think our Ordinance 523, which we're now moving forward to implement, is going to give us a framework to do that. I hear periodically from a few people, well, what are you doing? And, you know, is anything happening? Mm. And yes, things are happening. Both our planning department, which regulates septic systems, and the sheriff's office, which is in charge of the licensing and enforcement program, they're taking steps. And for our policy level, the board level, I think the single biggest discussion and decision point we'll have next year is deciding where to set caps, what the numerical cap should be in each of the seven districts or areas that were created by 523.
Yeah, I guess if I could foreshadow somewhat,
sure.
Somewhat how I will lean, I would like to see low caps. Or high caps. Well, mm-hmm. let's just say less STRs, to just put it bluntly from my perspective. And I'm curious to dive into those geographical regions. I have thought that maybe we might utilize even more micro regions. I'm wondering if those regions are too broad right now and they should be pulled into smaller pockets. I'm just not sure that the way they're laid out right now, they account for the kind of diversity of neighborhoods we have. You know, maybe in some neighborhoods would be more suitable for a few more STRs versus less. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be something I'm really looking forward to diving into, honestly.
Great. The time's a ticking, but animal shelter?
Animal shelter. Well, I haven't been really paying a whole mm-hmm. lot of attention to those conversations. I feel like there's some good movement on this, and we know it's a priority for mm-hmm. our community. You know, it is difficult right now for everyone. The cost builds, inflation. I mean, it's just, you know, I hope we can really create something that serves our needs, but that is also something that is accessible from a cost perspective. So I'd be curious to see if we can really have the facility we want, that dream facility, but also what is practical.
Indeed, that is the balancing act or key question on so many of our projects.
Absolutely.
Casey, we're just about out of time. Just a final quick thought.
Well, thank you to the community for your belief. I will absolutely continue to try and earn your trust and respect. And I'm always going to be open to hearing those conversations from our community. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Casey Miller, Claire Hall. Keep tuned right here on your radio dial for more great local news information programming. Until then, we'll see you.